say, will you ever let me walk away? You keep reminding me.
7 after the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program with the updates on What's a Happening Baby 2/18. It's Tuesday, by the way. 2/18/14. Sounds like the combo to somebody safe. Let's see if we can get into somebody safe using that number. How many people have safes at home, and how many of you use your birthday as the code to get into the safe? How many use your birthday as the code to get into your computer as your password? Things like that. How many people do silly things? The world is full of people who do silly things. Otherwise, we'd have nothing to talk about. I encourage you to continue to do silly things. The sillier they are, more interesting they are to talk about, right? Let's have more silly things today. Speaking of silly things, on the top of the news, for me anyway, everybody's got a different way of reading it, there is a proposal from Senator Ron Wyden. Those of you who live in Oregon, Democratic senator, he wants to create federal legislation that would set up each child born in our country with a savings account. When you're born, you automatically get $500. Wow! What a deal. I want to go and come back as a kid. I guess that's what you do, though, right? If you believe in reincarnation, you go away and you come back again. Next time we all come back, we're going to have $500 in a savings account. Wyden says this is the way to curb poverty in America. Who agrees with that? 888-302-3684. The Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jennifer Horn here lurking about somewhere. Ken Kessler is here. We're taking your calls, taking your input. It's very easy to input us. Is that good English? To have input with us. How's that? The poll, good way to have input. Yesterday's poll, we asked you what you thought about NBC's treatment of Bodie Miller. Let's see, 33% of you thought it was outrageous and they ought to be ashamed of themselves. Meanwhile, the fellow in charge of NBC's coverage, the executive producer over there, says, hey, this is our job. I'm behind my reporter 100%. I've heard that from employers. You. I'm behind you. I'm like, wait, okay, back there. He's over there. Let's see, what else? 18% said it was in poor taste. I think that's where I come down. 16% said people are making it into something worse than it was. Yeah, maybe a little of that. 14% of you said it was typical of their coverage. 13% said not a big deal. 7% said, who's Bodie Miller? I didn't know who Bodie Miller was before yesterday. Kenny, you probably did, right?
Yeah, I knew very little about him. I still don't know a lot about him.
Oh, well, what we know about him is his brother's dead and he won, and he's the subject of a lot of controversy. That's pretty much what we know. 888-302-3684, facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter @Good Day Show. What do you have that piles on to more of the Bodie Miller coverage? Am I right? I said earlier this morning, for those of you who may not have been listening, that I felt that women like these behind-the-scenes stories, and thus more women are watching the Olympics. And I used my girlfriend as an example. She stayed up. This woman never stays up. If she's up after 10, that's a rarity. 11:30 or 11:25, she's yawning and but not able really to communicate, but she's still watching. Oh, what great athletes. It's so beautiful to watch. Whatever it was, she was watching skating or something. I don't know what she was watching. She also stayed up to watch the Jimmy Fallon monologue on his new Tonight Show.
How was it?
I don't know. I went to sleep.
Yeah.
Kenny said it was okay. I mean, what would you
like? People on social media said, great job. So it seemed like it was okay. He did all right.
Right.
Had Will Smith on.
Yeah. Okay. So what? It's another Tonight. It's not Jay Leno, and therefore I'm not interested. That's just the kind of the way I'm. I don't think he's never done anything for me. But I mean, we used to argue, Kenny, not argue, but when we set it up in this hour, we have the late night comedians do bits and pieces of the monologue. And for a while, I just said, I don't want to listen to Jimmy Fallon because he didn't really seem that entertaining. Then I kind of watched him and see his gig as he's grown from Saturday Night Live. He's matured. And I can understand why he has an audience. It's good. That's cool. It may be that he's got an audience. He just may not be my cup of tea. So that's fine. Somebody else's cup of tea, he is. That's why they put him on. They don't care at NBC about me. I'm over the hill as far as they're concerned. They don't give two tinks whether I watch anything on their network at all, and neither does anybody else. Unless you're watching, what is it, Cozy. That's where they care. Or TV Land.
Right? Is that your demo?
Well, I mean, think about it. Who's catering to me? Although my tastes are different. I don't watch a lot of television to begin with. I do think the NCIS shows are good. And that whole Tuesday night lineup, I can't stay up to watch it when I'm on the West Coast. A Person of Interest, a very good show, I think. And so, but there are plenty of people who are younger than I am. Kenny, for example, and you, Jennifer, probably like those same shows, right? You don't watch anything when it's live. You DVD that or whatever, your DVR.
Yeah. I don't do NCIS, no. Okay. I like Person of Interest. Yeah. NCIS has never done it for me. I think on CBS, the drama I like the most is Blue Bloods.
Okay, yep, that's a good show. I like that one. What about you, Kenny?
I don't actually, I'm very excited about 24 coming back, but yep. I don't watch a whole lot of primetime TV, mostly because I'm usually knuckling down and working.
Yeah.
And it's hard to do both. I do try to catch Conan when I can, and I like Jimmy Fallon. But
what do you like about Jimmy Fallon? You like him better than Jay Leno.
I don't know that I'd say better. It's different.
Mm-hmm.
He has a different kind of delivery, a different style.
Yeah.
He does a lot more music bits, a lot more impersonation kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Than what Jay did. Jay comes up and it's kind of like a nightclub act, and I don't mean that in a bad way.
It's traditional.
It's very similar to the way the Tonight Show used to be when Johnny did it.
Right.
When Jay did it, it was all very, very similar. The format was very similar. The gags were not copied, but it was the same kind of format.
Don't you love that word? Listen, that word is so descriptive. Gag. Isn't that a great word?
How are you saying it?
No, not that kind of a gag.
Okay.
Leave it to you. 888-302-3684. All right. So in a half hour or so from now, Dr. Ron Hoffman is going to join us with some health news. Meanwhile, we're talking about the other things. Somebody just sent me a quick note. You gave short shrift to the proposal for a $500 savings account as a way to curb poverty from Senator Ron Wyden. I don't know what else to say. He thinks, and he's number one guy, I think, on the legislative committee that would oversee this. There have been other Democrats who've come up with this blueprint, $500 savings bond given to every child that is born in America.
When can they touch the money?
When they go to college. All children born in the U.S.
Do you get to choose where it gains interest, or are you investing in the government?
I don't know. I'm not familiar with the proposal. That hasn't
Let's
been aired or vetted.
Let's get him on the phone.
Vetted.
Let's ask him some
Let's
questions.
Let's go. All right. Somebody in Oregon, give us his number, will you please? 888-302-3684 is our number here at 15 past the hour on Good Day.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle Twinkle Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
Hi, baby. How is mommy's little... Oh, your breath.
Ooh, Max, your breath. Love stinks.
Don't let bad doggy breath come between you and your pooch. Try Nutrident Complete from Malibone, the natural dental chew that's clinically proven to clean teeth better than weekly brushing. Nutrident's patented cleaning action fights buildup plaque and tartar, the number one cause of doggy breath. Made in the U.S., Nutrident scrubs your best friend's teeth while he chews, so you don't have to. Nutrident from Nylabone. Cleans like a brush, tastes like a treat. Choose delicious chicken, grain-free peanut butter, and puppy bacon varieties. Available at PetSmart, Petco, and neighborhood pet stores. To save money, visit Nylabone.com. That's Nylabone.com.
Staples has great deals on everything you need to launch a startup from your garage. From computers and smartphones to 3D printers and tablets. Everything.
Our business is going to be huge.
Mom! Again?
Accept permission to use the garage. Thousands of products added online every day. Now get a $25 Staples gift card via easy rebate when you buy a tablet. Staples, make more happen.
Offerings 22-14 excludes clearance and e-readers. Customers submit easy rebates online. Learn more at staplesEasyRebates.com. Terms and conditions apply. See cards for details.
Little Jack Horner sat in a corner of his ransacked apartment, wondering what kind of nitwit steals a futon. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency had helped him with renter's insurance, and he got full replacement. Unfortunately, little Jack Horner had to have his stomach pumped when he ate a six-month-old Christmas pie. Visit Geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Hey, Doug, Stephan, good day, partner. Remember yesterday morning?
Nope.
Well, let me refresh your memory, Jennifer.
Okay,
how's that?
Thank you.
Okay, yesterday. A little. Yesterday morning, folks, some of you will remember, we were talking about the hosts of a morning program on Long Island are now on indefinite suspension. They fabricated a story that revolved around a 7-year-old girl with gay parents.
I remember that.
Now you remember it.
I do remember that.
Here's some input back to me. One fellow who says they needed to be suspended for at least a week. The public trust was violated, and the audience needs to know that management cares about them being misled. Really? Huh. We are responsible for everything that we, being these people on the radio, we're responsible, they said, for the content. We take responsibility. Apparently, they don't want to get fired. And so, let's see if I can find some more.
It is kind of a dumb idea to create. I mean, you could say, what if this happened? But they said, hey, we got this letter and XYZ. Come on.
Yeah, but actually, what happens, Jennifer, you know it as well as I do.
People make stuff up all the time, but when you actually say that there's a letter that you receive, I don't know.
Yeah, but be like, hey, a friend said.
Of course we do. Kenny used to do it all the time when he was working in...
I worked in music radio. I did that all the time.
You did that all the time. It's like a letter from Santa.
I'm not going to throw anybody under the bus, but there's someone on this show who does that all the time. I'm fairly certain.
Letter to Santa?
No. I think Tom Kreitler makes up his home improvement letters, don't you think?
You think so?
Joe from New Jersey.
Yeah, right.
He has winter
Fred from
issues.
New York. Yes, right. I thought you were going to accuse me of making things up.
No, I don't think you make up letters. I really don't. I think you
make up a few
other you make up other stuff, details, or you might say, I had a friend who.
Right.
But
last night I had a wonderful dream about you, dream about you. Last night I had a dream. Hope that it will come true. Yeah, da, 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 da.
Hey, I just got a letter. Joe from New Jersey says he loves it
you.
When you're turned.
21 after.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
I tried to beat you, but you're so hot that I melted. I fell right through the cracks. Now I'm trying to get back. Before the cool done run out, I'll be giving it my bestest. And nothing's gonna stop me but divine intervention. I reckon it's again my turn to win some or learn some. But I won't hesitate no more, no more. It cannot wait. I'm yours.
I'm yours. Jason Mraz, number one song during this week in 2009 for your listening and dancing pleasure. I kind of like him. I've always liked his song.
Very simple.
See like me. Open up your plans and damn, you're free. I look into your heart and you'll find love.
Look into your heart and you'll find love. Say hi to the folks in the greater New York area. Lots of love we have for you. And those of us who are in the Los Angeles area, lots of love that we have for you as well. Chicago, it's a wonderful town. Northern California, the folks around Texas that are listening to Good Day in the Philadelphia, Pittsburgh area, and that which is in between. The folks in central Pennsylvania, nice place to be this time of year. You want to be cold and a snowbank. And I guess we could say that for the people in Georgia as well who are listening to the Good Day program. So late night last night, I'm Yours, the theme from Jimmy Fallon as he started off his first night as the host of The Tonight Show. We got some we got a little bit from his monologue, David Letterman as well. So let's listen to the two of them.
We all have Olympic fever, do we not? USA, USA! That's right, the U.S. men's hockey team beat Russia on Saturday in a dramatic shootout. That was exciting. That was great. The American team said that they're thrilled with the win while the Russian team is missing.
We take them to a different type of shootout.
Well, even though the Americans are doing well, Vladimir Putin made a surprise visit to the U.S. Olympic headquarters and even asked to have a drink with some of the American athletes. Of course, the athletes were like, you first. What did you do with the hockey team?
The Olympics, you always have a lot of drama. I mean, it's kids that spend all of their lives training for the Olympics, and then they go all across the world, and then they showcase. It's a lot of drama, like the American speed skaters. You know what I'm talking about? They say that the reason their times are off in speed skating. By the way, how many speed skaters do we have? The reason their times are off, they're having trouble with their suits. That's what they're saying. Right. They're blaming it on their suits. And I thought, maybe I should do that.
Ah.
I'll tell you one positive thing. It's good to see that the Russians have relaxed their position regarding homosexuals. I mean, how else do you explain the two-man luge?
Oh. All right. Let's take a listen to Wendy Williams talking about Simon Cowell, who just had his first child at the age of 54 from her program yesterday.
So now Simon is 54 years old. And his baby's mother, Lauren Silverman, gave birth over the weekend to a baby boy. Aww. Lucky them. There's nothing like the smell and the feeling of a brand new baby, right? You forget about everything in the world. And I think 54 is a pretty good age to become a dad. Mm-hmm. You know, not a mom, but a dad. And I'll tell you why. I don't think that society these days, I sometimes look at like a 25-year-old young man and I say, oh, too soon to be a dad. You know, you have so many things to discover. And 25-year-old women also. And we've talked about this before, but I think particularly for men who are woefully immature and sometimes they need to get a lot out of their system before they settle down. 54 is a nice age to become a father.
Agreed. I don't know, 50, but men need to grow up a little.
Need to mature a little.
Yeah, they do. 28 after the hour on Good Day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. Today with Eric Erickson and Jonathan Alter. Coming right up, why did Boehner surrender on the debt ceiling?
Some statistics are surprising. Some are unbelievable. And some are simply unacceptable. Right now, nearly 30% of U.S. students aren't finishing high school. Nearly 30%. And that's the average. In many places, it's even higher than that. And fixing it is a responsibility that we all share. This is President Obama, and I urge everyone, not just parents, but friends and neighbors and family members, to take responsibility for encouraging the high school students in your communities, to support them, challenge them, push them a little, and do whatever it takes to help them make it through. Because this is one statistic we simply can't afford to ignore.
You can do your part by going to boostup.org and sending an email, a text message, or even a wake-up call to a student at risk of dropping out. Go to boostup.org and provide the boost that's needed to make it to graduation. A message from the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Erickson and Alter. Why did Speaker Boehner surrender to the Democratic demands that he allow a vote on raising the debt ceiling without any concessions or hostages?
Because last fall, playing Russian roulette with the world economy didn't work out so well for the Republicans, and they got blamed for the shutdown. They got blamed for just being extraordinarily irresponsible. So this time, Boehner, basically, he just decided not to be insane, not to actually put a gun to the head of the global economy.
He didn't make a mistake in that. I think if you talk to conservatives, they recognize that any chest pounding Boehner and Cantor have done over the last few months, it's all been ephemeral. It was all going to go away. They were going to do this eventually in some way. So I think conservatives more or less are tired of the dog and pony show that they've been fed by Republican leaders.
This is Mark Green, and that was your Both Sides Minute today with Eric Erickson and Jonathan Alter.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
If you're living with chronic dental health problems, there's not much to smile about. The surgeries, stress, frustration. But what if one day could end your suffering for good? Dental implants from Clear Choice can be your permanent solution. We bring your team of doctors and precise technology together in one place so you get a smile with natural, full-functioning teeth in just one day. Call Clear Choice for your free consultation at 1-800-574-9997. Qualified patients can have the procedure in one day after initial workup. Results may vary in individual cases.
You've been hearing about the amazing benefits of Heart and Body Extract for many years. Now, hear from the co-founder.
My name is Tony Knudsen, and I am the co-founder of Heart and Body Extract. We've been in business for over 13 years now.
With thousands of satisfied customers who have experienced the amazing benefits but never experienced a price hike.
We've kept consistent pricing the whole entire time the company's been in business, and we'll continue to do so.
Call today for Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305, or visit hbextract.com.
A Zimmerman free zone. The Duck Step and Good
Day
program.
Well,
you, who's your what?
That I'm leaving.
Oh, really? Help yourself. The Duck Step and Good Day program. Jennifer Horn is here. Ken Kessler is here. Evan's at the Controsner Studio in Washington. We're celebrating more victories. Here's the latest medal count.
The medal count.
Russians are in number one position.
Oh, of course they are. How
yeah.
did you do that? They were number five yesterday.
I know. Those boobs from Russia. Five gold, eight silver, six bronze. They have 19. We also have 19, but we have fewer silver and more bronze. Therefore, if we were like the Russians, we'd be taking the Olympians who didn't do well out back and shoot them. Right?
So
where's the hockey
are we
team?
In?
Where's the Russian hockey team?
Yeah.
The Netherlands.
In third position.
Oh, we're
17.
In second. Okay, good.
Wait a minute. We have a conversation going on behind
no,
the scenes.
No, I asked where the U.S. was.
I just said where we were.
Okay.
Well, you weren't listening?
I wasn't listening.
You were too busy worried about what's coming at us from outer space. Calm down.
She's worried about Dr. Ron.
I'm worried about him, too. I'm worried about whether I'm going to remember he's going to be here in 10 minutes or not. All right, so the Netherlands in three. Norway in four, Canada in five. Let's see, they both have 15 medals, though. Norway has five gold, three silver, seven bronze. And the Canadians have four gold, seven silver, and four bronze. So that's why they're in fifth place. Germany, 13 medals in sixth place. Sweden, seventh place, nine medals. Eight medals put Switzerland in the eighth position. Austria has two gold, five silver, one bronze, so therefore they're in ninth place. And the Frenchies, Pierre and his bunch, are in 10th position with seven medals. All right, everybody satisfied now? You all have your fix of information? All right, let's get back to Jennifer.
Where's the U.S. again?
Yeah, the U.S. is number two.
Thank you.
All right. So the United States of America, through its National Aeronautics and Space Administration, is looking to save the planet because there are asteroids similar to the one that missed us by 200 million jillion miles last night. Actually, how close was it, Jennifer?
Oh, I don't know. Ken's got the exact number.
Oh,
how good. Much?
Passing the buck,
miles.
Huh? How,
2 million miles?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. No, he told me that story, and I said, well, it's funny you should say that, Ken, because yesterday I was watching the news, and our friends over at NASA are getting it together for another little experimental trip.
You have friends at NASA?
I do.
Wow.
And I think to maybe 2020, I think they're working on technology that's going to actually send people up to collect a sample of an asteroid.
Really?
So that they can put together this technology that's actually going to use, like, something for, like, the trajectory. So if, like, an asteroid comes into Earth's orbit, it's going to shoot it right back out again.
Really?
Yeah.
It's gonna send it out, or it's gonna blow it up?
I think it sends it back out.
Blows it up.
Oh, well, I'm sorry.
In the year 2020?
Yeah, I think so. So just set your calendar.
2020. Mm-hmm. That'll be something good to look at in the year 2020, don't you think?
That's fun, though, doesn't it?
Get that? It'll be good to look at in 2020.
Get it? 2020 vision.
2020, get it?
Get it.
All right, speaking of looking at things, this is the anniversary of the first 3D movie. On this date in 1953, a 3D feature opened at the Lowe's State Theater in New York City. Movie starred Robert Stack and Barbara Britton, and it was called Bawana Devil.
Hmm.
You know who Bawana is?
No.
You don't know you know what the term Bawana means?
No.
Really? Who knows what Bawana means? 888-302-3684. Spell B-W-A-N-A. Bawana. This may be a generational thing. Kenny, you know what Bawana means?
I do not.
Really? Oh, I'm sure Evan does.
Now you're really old.
That wasn't the point of the exercise, but thank you for bringing it up, Jennifer. Bawana Devil. Who saw that movie? What does Bawana mean? 888-302-3684. Keep you in suspense for a moment or two. Also on this date, 1972 is the year, the California Supreme Court declared the death penalty as cruel and unusual punishment. And as such, it is in violation of the state constitution. So as of that date, 107 inmates were taken off death row, including the lovely and talented Charles Manson, who's still there sucking off the taxpayers, you know what, here in California. I wonder how much of my taxes every year go. Kenny, you could be paying for the upkeep of Charles Manson. Jennifer, you as well.
I am.
California residents. The death penalty, cruel and unusual punishment. I don't know that that's really true, except in certain circumstances. Like the way that people are put to sleep now, they're not going to feel anything no matter how you get rid of them. We had this discussion a few weeks ago.
I'm sure it's the idea beforehand that you're going to die at 12 o'clock on whatever day.
We're going to die anyway.
But we're going to die anyway.
We're all
being
treated cruelly by God. God, why are you doing this to us?
No, but what's cruel and unusual is the way people that have performed acts of murder or violence, I mean, that's pretty cruel and unusual.
Right, so why should these people be spared? Why shouldn't they be treated the same way that they treated their victims?
I mean, to me, cruel and unusual, that's Charlie Manson.
Yeah. So, Charlie, take a hike. What is it, the old... we should make people walk the plank. Don't you think?
I think sure
that it's in shark-infested waters. Be a good way to dispatch people. Then you really have something to worry about. I don't know how long you'd have to worry. How long does it take the sharks to eat you up once you go in the water? Not long, right?
Oh. You know, I don't know. Never thought about it before, you weirdo.
Something to think about. All right, let's get to Bawana. Everybody, this is going to be the highlight of the day. Too bad McFadden's not here for this. Excuse me, everybody ready?
Oh, definitely,
ready.
Sir.
Let's get an onslaught of people and see if we can figure out what the term Bawana means. George is in Evansville, Indiana. Hi, George.
Hi, yeah.
Well, sir, how about you?
Oh, pretty good.
What's the meaning of the word, the term Bawana?
I think it means boss.
You think it means boss?
Yeah, right. They used to use it on safaris.
Yeah, they did used to be on safaris. What are you having, tea? You making tea this morning?
No, it's my mowing machine.
Your mowing machine?
No, molding. I'm molding plastic.
Oh, molding plastic. So you're at work. What sort of plastic shapes are you molding?
No, I'm just doing chips at the lab.
Oh, really? That sounds more interesting than figuring out what Bawana's all about.
Yeah, for sure.
Is this your profession?
Yes.
And what sort of things do you make?
We just make the pellets.
You make pellets.
Yeah.
So you take a used plastic and sort of cut it down so that it can be reused, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that's pretty interesting. Big business, too, right?
It's starting out.
Yeah, good. All right, George. Here's another George. This one's in Key West, Florida. What's the meaning of this call, George?
I believe Bwana was the great white hunter.
Bwana, the great white hunter. All right. I'm not bringing anybody into this until we hear from everybody. All right, wait a minute. A couple of more people want to be heard on Bwana. George, thank you. 888-302-3684. What does Bwana mean? This is about as silly as...
I know. Dr. Ron's going to have a guest, too, I'm sure. Wink,
right.
Wink.
Exactly. All right, let's... speaking about Dr. Ron and one's health, people who are responsible at Chamonix for coming up with ideas on how to keep you healthy have come up with a couple of real winners. One of them is a product called PT9, which takes your prostate, gentlemen, and protects it. Your prostate doesn't take it. It just makes sure that the capsule that you'll take that comes from the bottle that says PT9 on it is filled with the 8 or 9 natural foods that best feed the prostate to keep it healthy. Therefore, you will not be getting up in the middle of the night. You won't have problems, urgency problems during the day. Is this something that happens as you get older? Yep, it happens to everybody, or all men of the, all people on the male side of the species. Starting in your 40s, you need to feed your prostate. Just like you need to keep your heart in shape, Chamonix also responsible for Heart Factors Plus. The main ingredient is nitric oxide, improves your cardiovascular health. It is safe, it is natural, as is the case with PT9. Want to order them both for the same price? Call 800-577-8560. That's 800-577-8560. Mention Doug Steffen. Receive the other item. That is PT9. You want to order that? Swell. You get 3 bottles of Heart Factors Plus. Order Heart Factors Plus. Get 3 bottles of PT9. It's the way it works. Pay for one. Get 2. 800-577-8560. Why would you even think about this twice? This is something for everybody. 800-577-8560. Remember, you're getting 3 bottles of PT9, 3 bottles of Heart Factors Plus for the same money. Heart Factors Plus maintains healthy blood pressure levels, keeps your arteries clean, improves your overall circulation, and PT9 keeps the prostate functioning well. 800-577-8560. The two come to you for the price of one. 800-577-8560.
Now, here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind. So I go through periods when I'm unable to sleep at night. And I feel like I'm constantly running, but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called non-24-hour disorder. Learn more about non-24 by calling 855-856-2424 or visiting learnmorenon24.com.
Hi, it's Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com. Doesn't that guy sound like he has an authoritative voice? Would you buy anything from him, Jennifer, yes or no?
Anything.
Anything.
Yes.
888-302-3684. All right, before we get to Ron Hoffman, let's get back to the meaning of the word Bwana. This will be the big, I'm telling you, at the
so
end of the day.
Do you know the answer?
This is going to be the big, yes, I do know the answer.
Okay.
But thanks for asking.
Well, because you had asked us to Google, so I was wondering.
Well, that's because I want to make sure that when I think... What I remember about Bwana goes back to the all of the African movies that I saw as a kid. All right, Ron's in El Paso.
What? How you doing?
All right, Ron, how about you? I have about 13 conversations going on at the same time here. The peanut gallery doesn't know when to keep quiet. Mm-hmm. All right.
I think Bwana was, I saw a lot of those old movies. It was the boss of the tribe would usually, not the tribe, but the leader of the safari was Bwana. Or that would be the leader, I guess.
Right. All right. That's pretty close. Let's just keep going through. Ron Hoffman's going to love listening to this. Raleigh is in Defiance, Ohio. Hi, Raleigh.
Hi.
So what do you think the meaning of Bwana is?
I'm thinking it's my friend.
Your friend, my friend, our friend. All right.
Yeah.
That's actually not really... That's fairly close, but the gentleman who called before is the closest. In fact, according to Merriam-Webster, the definition of Bwana is master or boss. It is a term that is Swahili, comes from the Arabic word Buna, which means our father, kind of like Abba in the Jewish expression, Abba, father. You got that, Jennifer? Let's see here. What else is that? That's enough, I think. I think we've heard enough. I'm ready for Dr. Ron. What about you? 888-302-3684. Ron, did you know what Bwana meant before I started talking about it?
I don't know. It was kind of weird. I was listening along the line, and they said, talk to Doug, and you started talking about Bwana. And I'm thinking, am I the great white father? Or
Bwana Ron. There he is. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Bwana Ron. Dr. Ron Hoffman is here. DrHoffman.com, two Fs in his website. Let's talk about some of the medical news. There was a lot made out of Bob Costas's eye trouble. It's pretty common stuff, right?
Yeah, pink eye is very common, and it is for him. This is a spectacle as he, tried to overcome it at first, and then
it looks silly.
First,
yeah.
It was on one eye, and then it was on another eye, and he wore funny sunglasses, and then he just gave it all up. But I did a little research on it for my program. I'm not an ophthalmologist, but I sometimes play one on the radio.
Play one on the radio, yes, yeah.
Yeah, but it's a condition which can be caused by a bacteria, more commonly caused by a virus. And what's caused by a virus, there's not a heck of a lot you can do for it. You can put some, some steroids in the eye. You can use antibiotics in case a bacterial infection occurs. But basically, it's one of those wait-and-see things, like a cold or bronchitis. It has to run its course, and that's what happened. I actually saw him back on the air last night.
Yeah, he was on last night. On my dairy farm, we have cows that get pink eye, and we treat them with a steroidal powder that basically is used to dry a cow off. It's the same thing. And it works in 3 or 4 days usually. You got to get it early or they go blind.
Oh my goodness gracious, yeah. Well, there are some natural things that can be helpful for eyes. Actually, Golden Seal used to be a remedy for the eye. It actually has a natural antibiotic property. There are some homeopathic eye drops that are available as well. But you have to be careful what you put in your eye. You have to make sure that the product is not some home brew. It has to be sterile and
very
carefully
careful.
Stored. Yeah.
Right. Yep. No mud in your eye, no matter what. So give us a few seconds on Tom Brokaw being diagnosed with cancer and how common this cancer is. The reason I ask is because I know Ed McMahon died of the same thing, and I wondered about television exposure, lights, cameras, that sort of thing.
Well, it's hard to say. There's so many things in our environment that can cause cancer. He has a form of multiple myeloma. It starts with bone marrow cancer, and it is something that these days they have newer treatments that tend to not cure it, but slow its progression. It's a chronic illness.
Mm-hmm.
He may have lots of trouble-free mileage ahead. Although it can be a progressively weakening and fatiguing condition.
We'll hold a good thought for him. Check out Ron Hoffman's website, drhoffman.com.
This portion of the Good Day Show is sponsored by Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometers. Friends, did you know that Exergen is rated the most accurate temperature read and has been proven by more published studies than any other thermometer? Take it from me, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, this cold season, make sure to have one for your family. I've got one, so should you. The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. To find out more, go to Exergen.com. That's Exergen.com. Exergen.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
That's right, going to be our specialty today, Kenny. Bawana music. All right, so those of you who didn't hear the definition of Bawana, B-W-A-N-A, referencing the master or the boss, and all this started with the discussion of the first 3D movie called Bawana Devil that was released on this date in 1953. There's the big conversational item of the day, and I'm not kidding about that. That's going to create more buzz. We'll see what else happens during the course of the day. But I'm betting there's going to be some big buzz on that, Kenny. Meanwhile, it's Tech Talk time on Good Day. Shelley Palmer is here to talk with you about a new smart diaper. Listen up, Jennifer.
I'm glimpsing into my future,
Really? Okay, yeah. That was a defensive course of action on my part because I figured no sooner were those words going to come out of my mouth, you're going to take a shot at me.
No, I would never accuse you of wearing a diaper.
Right. Anyway, I've got a few smart diapers for Charlotte. Needs them now and then. At any rate, this is a new smart diaper that will let you know if your baby's diaper needs changing. And you don't have to go over and stick your hand in it or give it a sniff or anything like that. How have you traditionally, when my kids needed their diaper changed, it was pretty obvious, right? I mean, what do you need something like this
for? You do the sniff test.
No, you don't. But you feel it and see if it's wet. What are you talking about? Give it the sniff test.
Oh, if there's poop in there, you can sniff. But feel it.
But if there's... All right, come on. We're going way off the plank here on this one.
You asked.
Right. And you delivered. Thank you very much. Answer to that question coming up here on Good Day.
I had crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Did a sit-up, did my makeup, late to train. So I stood up, made a guy think I was into sports. Sports. Had a meeting where we met, then a meeting after that, took a break, and then we had another meeting.
That didn't rhyme.
Yeah, sorry. Those meetings left my brain a bit blurg.
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Belvita.
Morning win.
Now here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind. So I go through periods when I'm unable to sleep at night. And I feel like I'm constantly running, but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called non-24-hour disorder. Learn more about non-24 by calling 855-856-2424 or visiting learnmorenon24.com.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, imagine knowing exactly when you need to change your baby's diaper without a need to check or guess. A new smart diaper designed by a team of Japanese researchers can do just that. The diaper is powered by flexible circuits that are thinner than a piece of plastic wrap and have been implanted in the human body to monitor temperature and blood pressure in the past. The version of the sensor used in the diapers is organic and disposable and is printed on film using inkjet technology. The sensors look for changes in pressure, temperature, and most importantly, wetness. If any of these triggers are hit, it sends a signal to an external monitoring device. The research team believes the sensors can be produced for no more than a few cents, so it wouldn't drastically jack up the price of diapers. And since the sensors receive their power from that external monitoring device, they're completely safe to have next to the skin with no risk for electrical shock. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
There is something about the road that beckons, that invites us to pack up the family and leave the world behind. And there is something about an industry-leading unlimited mileage warranty on a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz that gives us the freedom to do exactly that. You take to the highway, rack up the miles for up to 3 years, and drive with the assurance that your Mercedes-Benz is covered. You have the security of being in a car that has been certified to Mercedes-Benz standards, while you enjoy a carefree ownership experience for miles and miles. But while the mileage is unlimited, your time to take advantage of our certified pre-owned sales event is not. Now through February 28th, you can also receive complimentary prepaid maintenance and a 2-month payment credit on select models, plus 3 months of Sirius XM satellite radio. So hurry into your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer today and see why we say the odometer is there to record the memories.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
All right, so let's find out what Expensify is. Anybody here heard of Expensify?
No.
It is a new app. You don't have to worry anymore about whether you wash receipts when you throw your clothes into the laundry. Mm-hmm. The Expensify app makes taxes and expense reports pretty effortless. You sync your credit cards and bank accounts into this app so you can use your transactions to receive a receipt that's acceptable to the IRS. How about them apples?
It's
called Expensify, a new app, Expensify. You'll also be able to capture receipts with the smart scan technology that's available with the app as well. And it's called Expensify. 59.
For health and vitality for you, your family, and friends, get the Healthy Start Pack from Longevity, as recommended by registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
If you're a junk food junkie, getting on the Healthy Start Pack is one of the best ways to wean yourself off of processed snack foods and start putting good nutrition in your body. If you have a loved one who's dealing with heart disease or any health challenge, the Healthy Start Pack makes a great gift. If you have a grandparent or a parent in a nursing home, you will be amazed at the difference a once-a-day dose of the Healthy Start Pack will make in your loved one's energy levels, in their memory, in their mood, and in their general outlook on life.
Give the gift of optimal health to your loved ones and order the Healthy Start Pack from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com. Order today.